So let me make sure it's on yours. Nobody.
Hello, everybody. Hopefully we got this thing working right. We'll see as we go along. Hopefully.
Yep. You're there.
All right, we're on.
Two people on.
Well, cool. Well, welcome. You know, folks, as I was saying earlier, with all this virus going on and everything, so many people been out there singing and doing their little bit for to kind of entertain folks. So I thought I'd sing for everybody. No, just kidding. Thank goodness, you know. But, of course, I hope everybody's home is safe with their masks. So let me get a little business going on now. You know, Hacksaw, we got our own face coverings going on. They're from breakneckgear.com, and they're full face covers. We got this one with a silhouette of Hacksaw. They got this one with Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and of course they got a third one with a larger silhouette. And all these are available at breakneckgear.com. Now, give it to you again, folks. Breakneckgear.com. I'm a wrestler, baby. Anyway, so let's get all this out of the way. First thing I got to do, being Hacksaw Jim Duggan, is grab a 2x4, give a big ho, and fire everybody up. You know, folks, I know with the quarantine, everybody's kind of talking about the beard. You know, in the old days, I had that Just for Men. It comes with a brush. I use a roller. But anyway, you know, with the quarantine going on, I go ahead and let it go out, then let it go gray. So I hear all the jokes about Santa Claus, you know, but I figure that works out pretty well, you know. Ho, ho, ho! A natural gimmick, of course. And, you know, about being an old-timer and everything, but, you know, I always say, Flair and Hogan still call me kid. And so long as they stick around, I'm a young guy. And Jake the Snake, I want to see his birth certificate. And, you know, and I'm getting where I kind of like it, too, tell you the truth. And so does some other people every once in a while. Ooh. Yeah, I kind of like the long beard. Anyway, guys, well, let's tell a little wrestling story, you know. And, of course, if we're going to talk wrestling, you got to talk the greatest of all time, the one and only Andre the Giant. You know, The Rock, Hogan, Flair, guys like that are super wrestlers. But Andre, eighth wonder of the world, the big giant, right? But, you know, in wrestling, if there's a big guy in our business, from Big John Studd to Yokozuna, Umaga, you know, one-man gang, you know, being a big guy myself and carrying a 2x4, all the promoters are like, if there's a giant in the ring, they're like, Duggan, get your 2x4. Come on, I have to wrestle every giant there is, you know. So now I'm up in the WWF, and of course it's a whole different deal. It's the big leagues, caps and sleeves at this level, right? And we're at one of our main TV shows. I think it was Saturday Night Main Event. I'm not positive. But anyway, Andre stomps down to the middle of the ring, and he's standing in the middle of the ring. He goes, I challenge anyone. They're like, Duggan, get your 2x4, come on, you know. So I grab my 2x4 and I run down to the ring and I got my chin on Andre. Looking up at him, you know, and I'm like, I'm not afraid of you. And Andre, he went to grab me by the throat. And when he went to grab me by the throat, he missed and his thumb. He hit my lip, knocked my lip off. Boom, my lip just fell down. And now blood is just pouring down my chest. It's just cascading down my chest. You know, it was great for TV. A little rough on old Hacksaw, but great for TV. Blood's pouring down my chest. Andre's got me by the throat. He's choking me down. I feel around. I grabbed the 2x4. Wham! I hit the big giant between the eyes with a board. He goes down like a huge redwood tree. WWF goes off the air. Me standing over Andre the Giant, covered in blood. Ho! 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 That lip flipping, you know. And of course, that elevated me to a main event guy. I was, you know, I was a mid-card guy pretty much up to then. But Andre did me that favor, you know, and that moved me all the way up to the card. Now I'm main event. I'm wrestling Andre the Giant. And, of course, back then you wrestled all the time. If you know, if you didn't work, you didn't get paid. If you worked, you got paid. So you'd want to wrestle as much as you can. So I wrestled Andre 54 nights straight. Every night I wrestled. And sometimes we'd have double shots, so you wrestle the giant twice a day, you know. And I get on the airplane, the guy says, a businessman be sitting next to me. He said, man, I had a rough day at the office. And he's like, brother, let me tell you, I just got done with a giant. He still had villagers in his teeth from the night before, you know. But anyway, so after knocking Andre out, it was my honor to wrestle main event, because that's where you made the money. Main event with Andre the Giant. Of course, we went all over the country wrestling. And this one night, we're out on the West Coast, you know, a big full house. And Andre, you know, he was such a big guy. Now, he's 7 footer, 7'2". There's a lot of them, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, The Big Show, just many, many big 7 footers. Back then, Andre the Giant, 7'2", 500 pounds. There's only one Andre, man. And, you know, he was so big. It was a tough life for the guy. He couldn't fit in the showers. He'd sit on a toilet. Sometimes it'd break. It was a very uncomfortable life for such a big man. And he was so big, he'd never, you know, shower that much, and he'd never wash his gear. And he had that Tarzan strap, that singlet with a strap over his shoulder. You know, so I guess the best way to put it is he wasn't the most hygienic guy around, you know. He'd be there playing cards with the boys. He'd be going, Andre, hello, boss. Hello, sir. Yes, you know. So now I'm wrestling Andre every night. And we had this standard spot we'd do every night. You know, he'd be in the ring and we'd be working. And finally, we had the spot. He'd be like, Duggan, step closer. And I'd take a couple baby steps, you know. He'd be like, closer, Duggan. I'd be like, okay, I'd take a couple more baby steps. And he'd grab me by the hair, you know. Grab me by the hair, yank me in. He'd take the strap off his shoulder and he'd wrap it around his throat, you know, and he'd wrap it. He'd be like this. Ah, he'd be joking with me. And we'd do this spot every night, you know, night after night. You know, he'd do this. Duggan, step closer. And I'd step closer and he'd choke me. We were out like Sacramento, out West Coast, you know, big, big house. And Andre's maybe a little more inebriated than usual, you know. So he's like, Duggan, step closer. I'm like, no, I don't want to. No way. No way. He's like, closer, Duggan. So he grabs me by the hair and he pulls me in. He takes that shoulder strap off and he goes to wrap it around my throat to choke me, but he misses. And instead of going around my throat, it goes like this. Now he starts choking me, you know, and he's squeezing all the giant juice out of his gear. I can still kind of taste it to this day, you know. And I'm 300 pounds back then. I'm jacked, and I'm fighting as hard as I can fight. And Andre's like, he's just still giving me the old squeeze job, you know. And of course, like I said, it was an honor and a privilege to work with Andre the Giant. Another kind of humorous story, I guess, about Andre. You know, as being as big and powerful as he is, he could be a playful giant, too, you know. And it's always better to have Andre in a playful mood than an irritable mood. But especially guys with long hair, when he'd wrestle guys with long hair, boom, 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 he'd punch you. And he'd knock you down, of course, and your hair would go out on the mat like this. And he'd step on either side of your head. And he'd step on your head, he'd grab your arms, and he'd pick you up, man. He'd pull you right up, you know. And of course, it's a real unique way to have your hair pulled. Jake the Snake used to come back to the dressing room, his hair be sticking straight up. He'd be like, I hate when he does that. I hate it, you know. Of course, nobody could do nothing about it. But, you know, thank goodness Andre was a charitable guy. He, like I said, he moved me up the card from a mid-card guy to a main event guy. But I met him years ago as the convict in Hawaii. But that's another story for another day. I think we're going to take some questions. I got my daughter. Here she is down here working, guys. Hi. I live in South Carolina, which is in the central part of the state. I got a little, the girls call it my hobby farm. I live out in the country, just to give you guys a little heads up where I live. I about an hour and a half from Charlotte Airport, and I can fly anywhere in the world. So it's nice to be living out here in the country. I got dogs, cats, ducks, chickens. We got all kinds of animals. We'll probably see one or two while we're sitting here. But you got a question, C?
What was it like winning the Royal Rumble?
What was it like to win the first ever Royal Rumble? You know, and of course, nobody back then realized how big the Royal Rumble would become. But nobody nobody really thought the WWE would become, you know. And of course, back then you do a show and do another show. So we got to the Royal Rumble, and I came in, and they got the boards up, you know. And I'm like, well, winner, Duggan. Duggan? That says Duggan? Yeah, I don't think anybody was more shocked that I was going to win the first ever Royal Rumble than Hacksaw and Jim Duggan. I mean, you look at it, it's a who's who of professional wrestling. And, you know, it was a thrill of a lifetime to be in there. And of course, something to remember in history. It's a great trivia question. You know, folks always ask whoever won the first Royal Rumble. I said, I'm not sure. A big-looking, good-looking big guy, but... What else we got, C?
What about the Slammy Award Brawl?
Oh, the Slammy Awards. You know what, C? Why don't you go grab the Slammy Awards? We got them in here, man.
Well,
yeah.
Then,
well, you'll be back in time.
One person you always wanted to wrestle but didn't get a chance to?
Oh, who didn't? That's a good question. Who haven't I wrestled that I would always like to wrestle, you know? And, you know, I pretty much covered everybody. I went from, you know, back when it was just high school gyms and National Guard armories, to, you know, Wembley Stadium, Silver Dome, huge shows. But the one guy, you know, I like to say, I wrestled The Rock's grandfather, High Chief Peter Maivia, there in Hawaii. Then, you know, I wrestled The Rock's father, Rocky Johnson. And at WrestleMania next year, I may get The Rock himself, tough guy. Ho! Rock, you're going down! No chance in hell, but it's fun. But anyway, Slammy Awards. Oh, man, they're all dusty. You don't see them too much. Here they are right here. I was lucky to get two Slammys. They're heavy, too. They're very nice, surprisingly, huh?
The Brawl.
Yeah, I'll get to the Brawl. My daughter, like, working for Vince, I'll tell you. But, yeah, they're beautiful, beautiful trophies. I got to find a place to put them where they don't get quite so dusty. But, anyway, we're at the Slammy Awards, you know, and Harley Race and I, we had a fight that went through the whole building. You know, it started off, I think I won the Slammys for best hit and the other one for best vocals. Oh! But anyway, so I went up to get the award, and it's Bobby the Brain Heenan and King Harley Race, and they give me the award. And as I get the award, Harley pushes me off stage. I go off screen. Well, little does anybody know, but as soon as I went off screen, it flipped to a tape. We taped everything the day before, and every once in a while, we'd come back on camera, and they would look at a picture and see if our shirt was torn or what, so it all matched together, so it all fit together really, really well. But when we're fighting through the building at the Atlantic City, Trump Plaza, Trump Tower, one of the... Anyway, we fought through the ticket office. We fought through the ladies' dressing room. We fought through the cafeteria. We go into this one room, and it's llamas and rabbits and chickens and ducks and all kind of donkey, all kinds of animals around. So we're battling away. And Harley, I mean, Harley was a tough man, God bless him. And yeah, he was the king, you know. But back in the day, he was the real deal. So anyway, we're battling away, fighting away. Harley, bing, bing, bing. He reaches down. He grabs one of the chickens by the head. Boom, 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 boom. He starts beating me with a chicken. He killed the chicken. They shut down production. Oh, my God, the chicken's dead. The chicken's dead. Oh, my gosh. Everybody comes in. I mean, security. The chicken, the chicken. They're trying to give the chicken CPR. No. They're working. I'm like, what the devil? We're having church's chicken for lunch. What's the big deal, you know? But, Harley, that was great. And it fit together well. I ended up in the cafeteria. I had a big, giant tuna. I was beating Harley with a tuna. So if you get a chance, it's got to be on the network, I'm sure. You know, yeah, check it out. One more question, I'll tell another Andre story. Another question.
How did you come up with your 2x4, and what is the longest you've had a 2x4, if you know?
How did I come up with a 2x4, you know? I tell you, it's worked great over the years. You know, nothing fancy, Dan, about Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Just a 2x4 and the flag of the United States of America. And that's why it still works today, because there's nothing... Sorry. Get a little carried away still to this day, I'll tell you. But, you know, back in the old days, I started off, I was Big Jim Duggan, That didn't work. I wore a mask for a while. I wrestled as a convict. That didn't work. Then I went as Wild Man Duggan. That didn't work. So I evolved into Hacksaw Duggan. And so out of 40 years, probably 35, I've been Hacksaw. But we're out in West Texas back in the day. Long before it was sports entertainment, you know. You know, you think it's fake? You sign the waiver. You come up in the ring with us and we'll show you if it's fake or not. So, you know, you had to fight every local tough guy, you know. Most of them were ripped, drunk. Of course, we had Steve Dr. Death Williams, NCAA champion. You know, work with Doc first, see how you do. But anyway, just getting back and forth in the ring in West Texas was dangerous. You know, the people, if you're a bad guy, the people hated you. They wasn't sports entertainment. They hated your guts. They'd throw stuff at you. They'd spit on you. They'd punch you. You know, when you go out to the car after the show, all the heels, all the bad guys would stick together. Go out to your car together. There'd be people out there hassling you and throwing rocks at your car sometimes. So I'm out in like Amarillo, Lubbock, West Texas somewhere. And I'm in the back of the dressing room all covered with loogies and bruises, rethinking my career choice of becoming a professional wrestler, you know. And my mentor, Bruiser Brody. Brody comes in, you know. Brody was a monster of a man. Brody comes in. He looks at me. I'm sitting there. He's like, Duggan, he says, if you carry something to the ring, carry something you can use. Forget those feathered boas and sequin robes, you know. So I'm sitting there back in this old nasty dressing room in Lubbock, and I'm looking down. I'm like, well, here's a piece of wood. I came out of that dressing room. I was yelling, waving that 2x4. It was like parting the Red Sea. Them people scattered. I got to the ring. I'm like, this is great. But one time, though, you know, carrying a 2x4, you got to be careful. But one time I got this big, giant splinter in my thumb, you know, big, nasty splinter. And I went, oh, it's a wrestling joke. All right. What we got? We're going to do an Andre story.
Bill Watts stories.
Bill Watts story. Bill Watts, I tell
or
you.
Any Mid-South, essentially.
Any Mid-South story. Mid-South, what a great territory Mid-South was. You know, I bet probably 80% of WWE Hall of Fame guys came through Mid-South because it was a great proving ground. You'd probably wrestle 10, 12 times a week. You know, you'd do double shots. You'd do three shows at TV. You would do one interview for every city. So not only did you learn the work, but you also learn to talk on the microphone, which obviously is a big part of our business. But Bill was a taskmaster. He'd fine you if you were late. He was mean, cruel to a lot of guys. Ultimate Warrior, he screwed over bad. Sting, I know those guys hated him. But you know, when I was down there, he liked big guys. He liked jocks. Me, Steve Williams, Junkyard Dog, ex-football players, you know, not the guys at the disco back in the day, you know. But so I got along with Bill. And after Junkyard Dog left to come up to WrestleMania 1 and WWF, that elevated me to the top babyface in Mid-South. And Mid-South, that was a hot territory. We'd do Superdome shows there. So, you know, you do Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, East Texas, and Oklahoma. So it was a hot little territory. So Watts took care of me because he didn't want to lose me up to WW. And so he paid me pretty well and kept me there. And he treated me, he worked me hard. But I learned the business. And looking back at it, it was a great time in the business. You know, all the guys, we'd all travel together. We'd all be in the car. Where are we staying tonight? Shreveport. How about tomorrow? Baton Rouge, New Orleans. Oh! Got to be careful hoeing in New Orleans, I'll tell you. Okay.
You got about 5 minutes. 8 minutes.
8 minutes. We're going to try to do a half hour. We'll do this again, guys. Just want to see how it goes. I'm learning Facebook and all this. And, of course, also I want to give you a heads up. On May 30th at 6 p.m., I'm going to be doing a virtual Comic-Con. This is kind of cool. The guys are doing it now with all the virus deal. It's going to be streamed live by the Nerd Closet, the Asylum, and World Championship Customs. Of course, that's at 6 p.m. May 30th, a virtual con. And I guess you get to ask me questions. We get to talk. It'll be fun for everybody. Also, I want to tell you, if you get a chance, check out Cameo. What a great way to say hello or, how, you know, happy anniversary or just keep your chin up during, or you get one of those football players. I love the football players. Hi, my name's so-and-so. I had a good game. I hope you have a good game, and I'll see you next week. Or you can have Hacksaw Jim Duggan say, ho, happy birthday, tough guy. All right, so where are we going? Andre Story?
Nope. Those are all the countries that are on.
Oh, we got folks from all over the world. Very cool, man. Yeah, New Zealand. We're just down in New Zealand. Had a great time. You know, went to the glowworm caves and everything. Yeah. And, of course, Ireland, you know, I'm a Duggan. We traced the family roots. Fermoy, County of Cork. Yeah, there's a story there. Australia, again, love it down there, man. I think Jake went down to do a stand-up. We're hoping to do that. Of course, the UK, I've already had the opportunity to do it in Scotland, Wales, and England itself. Hopefully they'll have me back, you know. Mexico, all right, haven't had the chance to do the show down there. Canada, one of my favorite spots. I get up there all the time, especially in the Toronto area. So it's great so many folks are checking in. What's this one, C?
Czech Republic.
All right. Well, welcome aboard, folks. I tell you, I always joke. I do a lot of charity events with the NFL guys, you know. And I always ask those fellas, you know, because they're all strutting around. I'm like, world champions? Where in the world do you fellas go, you know? They're like, well, we went to London. I'm like, that's like going to the West Coast. Nobody knows Tom Brady down in Christchurch. But they'll go, ho! All right. Okay, we'll do one more Andre story and figure out when we're going to do this again, guys. But thanks for tuning in and hopefully lighten the load a little bit, have a few laughs. But, excuse me, speaking about the worldwide appeal, and that's next time, we'll give me another subject to talk about, another guy. We'll talk about Jake or Warrior or Macho, of course. But Andre, you got to start with Andre, you know. And we talked again about the worldwide appeal, and since my 40 years of wrestling, I've wrestled every state in the Union, every province in Canada, including the Northwest Territory, up in Tuktoyaktuk, up above the Arctic Circle, in 30 different countries. It's unbelievable the appeal of professional wrestling.
You said another Andre story. We got 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Or do you want another question?
No, I'll give you the Andre. So we're talking about the appeal. Anyway, we're over in Japan. Of course, Japan's a huge market in Japan. A lot of folks, you know, Steve Williams, my good friend Stan Hansen, both those guys, Terry Gordy, all three of those guys, best friends. But anyway, they made a career out of Japan. But anyway, we went over to Japan. We're doing the Tokyo Dome, you know, 70, 80,000 people. We fly on over. And of course, it's a rough flight all the way to Japan. You get there and the time change and your body's all screwed up. Well, back in the day, we used to stay at this hotel called the Kyo Plaza. You know, it's a big, fancy damn hotel right there in Tokyo, which, Japan. Anyway, you know, it's giant hotel, we're checking in, and they had the express elevator going up to like floor 60, and we're getting on the elevator, and it's Andre and myself, Jake and Teddy DiBiase. And so we get on the elevators, and you know, in Japan, personal space doesn't exist. If there's room for 5 guys, there's room for 10 guys, you know, there were 15 even. So just as the elevator's doors go to the close, a bunch of Japanese folks, they all climb into the elevator, right? Boom, the doors close. Off we go, heading up to floor number 60. Soon as we start going up, man, soon as we go express to floor number 60, Andre starts his giant laugh. Ho, 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 ho. We're like, you know, Andre, is everything okay? And, you know, Andre, Jake looks at him and goes, Andre, why are you laughing? Andre goes, because I'm farting. About then you see the green gas coming up on the floor, you know. Me, Jake, and Teddy are up on our toes trying to stay north of it, you know. Those poor Japanese folks are down low. They're suffering bad, God bless them. Now we're like 456, 457, 458. Andre is still laughing away. And, you know, we're like, Andre, why are you still laughing? Because I'm still farting. But okay, guys, grab me an animal. Some folks want to see one of our animals.
A lot
right
of people
there.
Have been asking about the shirt.
Oh, the shirt. Yeah, this is a WWE deal. The shirt is an RSVLTS.
Roosevelt's.
Roosevelt's.com. The link is posted after this. Yeah, it's a WWE deal. Look good. And this is my oldest pup. I just lost my golden, God bless, with a biscuit. But this is Coco, 16 years old. One of five dogs?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, guys. Thanks, everybody. And I'll let you know. Whoop. I'll let you know next time we do it again. I hope you had fun. And remember, stay safe and spread out, tough guy. Oh, look out, everybody.